Hi, this is Noel Romy, and I'm back this week again to do yet another in a series of cool reviews about cool software here on Main Menu. And today I'm going to do a software package that is very new. And usually software packages that are very new have lots of bugs, lots of things that need to be improved, lots of very interesting things about them. And this one, I haven't found many things wrong with it. It's called Skype. And what is Skype? Well, I don't know how Skype got its name, but it is probably the best voice chat software out there that I know of. And we're going to talk about why I think it's the best. We're going to make a phone call on it. And we're going to tell you how to set up the program. Actually, we're going to do that first. Skype is, as I said, a voice chatting program, voice over IP. It connects from PC to PC at this point, since it's very new. And it just came out on the 2nd of September, so it is beta, and people are still testing it, and right now it's free. One of its big advantages is that it works behind a firewall, and theoretically works behind NATs as well. We're very locked up on this university as far as ports. No ports are open inward, but apparently, if you're behind a firewall and not able to get out or in, Skype works perfectly. Somehow it gets under the firewall, does it in a secure way, and works. Some of the things they plan to implement are conference calling, video calls, and things like that. The voice over IP service that I'm going to show you is always going to be free, but they will add certain things to the service that are chargeable later on, I'm sure. But right now, it's just voice over IP, and works. They touted on the website about working over NATs and routers and very difficult network conditions. They also tout the voice quality, which we will show you. So what you want to do is go to www.skype.com. We're going to open it up right now. I'm going to type in http://www.skype.com. And I'm going to wait for that page to come up.
Page has 16 links. Start.
Now, this is, I believe, this is the Skype web page, and it's very easy to get around. But first, what you want to do is download.
Link. You can use the friends list as your personal phone book and speed dash dialer. See when you.
Okay. First, I'm going to go to the top of the page. Skype.
Link. Link graphic Skype. Visited link graphic download now dash it's free.
And that's the one you want to look at. Now you can go down the page, look at what they have to say about Skype, what it does, how it works, that kind of thing. Or you can listen to my review, which, as most of my reviews are, it's going to be comprehensive. Or as comprehensive as I can get to. So you want to click on that download link, and it will pull up the thing that says, you know, download from this server, are you sure? And you click yes, and you download it. It comes in as an executable file, so you can either save that file to your hard drive or open it directly from that command line. So I have it installed already. It will ask you for a username. When you install it, it will ask you for a username to create, and that is the username that people will contact you with. So, for instance, with Skype, you want to use a username that you can kind of remember, not like, I mean, if you want somebody to call you, you don't want to use, like, NER4728-2375B. You don't want to do that because that's going to be really hard to find. So, for instance, with my username, I put DJ_NER because it has to be 6 letters. And so whenever somebody wants to call me, they find me and call me. So let's go into this. We're going to assume that you have installed your Skype and that you have created your username. So I'm going to go into the Skype program.
Skype trademark beta dash DJ underline NER. Skype trademark beta dash.
All right. we're in the Skype program, and it says my username. As I said, you're supposed to be logged in by now and ready to do cool stuff. The program has a menu bar across the top, which is a general menu bar. We'll go
menu
through
bar,
it.
File.
File.
View. Tools. Call. Help.
Yep, and so that's, and you can kind of explore through that. I will show you right now what kind of things you can do.
File.
This is a file menu.
Menu active. Change status submenu.
Change status allows you to be online, offline, unavailable, kind of like any messenger program that you want. This thing will also allow you to send messages, so it has some features there.
User profile, dot, dot, dot.
User profile. We'll go through the user profile thing right now. It's not too accessible, but it can be scripted, and one of my friends that we're going to talk to here in a bit on Skype is working on that. So we're going to go
log in as
here.
New user, dot, dot, dot.
Log in as new user allows you to log in as a new user. Very self-explanatory.
Select language submenu.
Select language. Very interesting. If you speak a different language than English, you can get Skype to work in that language, and it changes all the menus and everything like that. Very handy for those that don't speak English.
Options, dot, dot, dot.
Options pulls up a list of options for Skype, which probably you don't really need to mess with unless you know what you're doing.
Exit.
And exit.
Change status submenu.
So I'm going to go over here to the view
offline.
Menu. Oops. Get out
menu
of the change
status.
Status.
Menu change status. Menu bar. View.
View.
Menu active. View toolbar checked.
Toolbar.
View address bar checked.
Address bar.
View status bar checked.
Status bar.
Show text on tabs checked.
Text
view
on
toolbar
tabs,
checked.
Which you want to probably keep on just for accessibility state safe. But we haven't gotten to the tabs yet because we're not there yet.
Find a friend, dot, dot, dot.
All right, tools menu. Find a friend. Very important dialogue. And we'll get to that after we go through the menus.
Call submenu.
Call. That's kind of interesting. I believe you can go and
present.
That's the person we're going to call.
Menu,
but you go into the call menu and it
message
lists people in your friends list. Kind of like your buddy list on or your contact list on MSN.
Clear call log.
Clear call log. Clears your log of people who
invite
called you.
Invite a friend to use Skype, dot, dot, dot.
Invite a friend to use Skype. Sends an email, says, Skype is cool, log in.
Find a friend, dot, dot, dot.
And we're back to find a friend.
Call friend submenu.
Call menu. Call a friend, same as in the tools menu.
Answer unavailable.
Answer,
ignore unavailable.
Ignore,
resume unavailable.
Resume,
hold unavailable.
Hold,
hang up unavailable.
Hang up.
Call friend submenu.
It's just the basic things you'd want to do with calling.
Menu call friend, menu bar, help.
And the help menu is pretty self-explanatory. So that's your menu bar, you can pretty much do anything in the menu bar that you would like. Now, I'm going to show you
edit, go for app.
The tabs, I think.
Start tab, start tab.
All right.
Friends tab.
You can figure out the tabs by using Control Tab and Control Shift Tab. Sometimes Control Tab and Control Shift Tab don't work properly. I don't know what the issue is with that. You have to actually be on the tab to fix it, and we'll ask Chris about that. If he can actually work wonders and get it to work. So, here's my friends list.
Chris N.
It lists a I don't know, it has an edit box of the last person I looked up or something. Arrows don't read what you're on in your friends list. So that's a bit odd. And we're going to, yeah, that's the friends tab. Very self-explanatory. And you go to back. See, I'm not getting the control
log
tab.
Log tab.
Okay. Just shift tab or tab a couple times until it works. That's all I can pretty much tell you on that one. Log. And I just got keeps getting gold fingers in there for some odd reason.
Prison.
It wants me to talk to gold fingers.
Prison.
Okay, these are the people that I've called.
Prison.
And you can use your JAWS cursor.
JAWS page 1329/7/2003.
There's my call
prison.
Log.
1344/9/7/2003.
And it's listing
Goldfing Asma.
The people
1405/9/7/2003.
That I've called in the past couple hours. Just kind of testing this thing out. So that's
easy
the log.
Cursor.
I'm not exactly sure what the start
edit.
Is.
Goldfing Asma. Start tab. Start tab.
But it's there for your viewing pleasure or something. So that's the tabs. This is a very, very simple program to use. Anybody with little computer knowledge, you should be able to figure it out. And visually it looks a little bit better than it is otherwise. So let's go and let's see. How am I going to do this? Let us go and check out, modify our profile. Because one thing that allows you to do, every Skype user is in the little directory. And you can search this directory. And if you put in different info, like what language you speak, what country you come from, you can put all that in. And we're going to check that out right now. So I'm going to go to the Files menu.
Menu active. Change status submenu.
I think.
User profile dot dot dot.
And go to User profile and press Enter.
Leaving menus. Skype trademark data dash User profile dash DJ underline mer. Edit. No roaming.
So that's me, no roaming. And if I go and check out the JAWS cursor,
Skype trademark beta dash user profile.
Or your WindowEyes cursor, whatever, it'll work with both WindowEyes and JAWS, no problem.
Your user information.
My user information. So,
fill in as many or as few fields as you like. All fields except your email address are visible for others. Username DJ underline mer email mer@lark.edu.
Okay, so.
Full name Noah Romy sex mail. Birthday MMDDI country United States. Language English city. State slash province home phone. http://office/phone/omnibus. Mobile phone. About.
Alright, so it's
PC
kind
cursor.
Of a mess. It's kind of a mess. Now. I can tab through.
Edit MM. Combo box English 0 item.
And it kind of doesn't tell me what I'm
Edit.
Doing. The best thing I can do is to tell you that you just kind of have to play around with the menus and the edit boxes. And we'll ask, when we make a call here in about 2 seconds, we'll ask and see if we can improve that slightly. Now. This allows you to put in all different kinds of information. When you get done, you keep
edit,
tabbing.
Edit,
keep tabbing.
Email edit, combo box.
Some of the fields read.
Combo box.
Some
edit,
of them don't.
Edit.
As this is a beta, we
edit.
Will make
update
sure,
button.
Maybe, that
Skype trademark.
They, and you click the update button to update it, and make sure that they might fix this for later versions. But there are going to bound to be bugs with it. It's very cool. All right. Now, theoretically, you won't have any friends on your list when you start out. If you do, Skype is telepathic, and it should be kind of interesting. But when you start out, you will have no friends. I don't know if that's actually true, but Skype doesn't know you have any friends. So we're going to find some friends. Why not? And we'll call a friend. So I've got a friend on my friends list, but we're going to find us a friend. So I'm going to go to the tools menu and go to find a friend, which is nicely, conveniently put up top so that you are not antisocial and you can't find a friend. Now, here we go. I'm pressing
Enter.
Right.
Trademark data dash find a friend.
Now, this is an issue. You get the box that, let's just make sure.
Edit Goldfinger Aslett.
All right. That's why it keeps having gold fingers in there. I believe the edit box there should allow you to search things on the main page, but I'm not sure. I'll have to check on
less
that.
Less advanced button.
Right now I have the advanced view up. And I can go and search for a name if I turn off the advanced view. The problem with that is, I am not able to search for, say, usernames. Say somebody gives you a username, you want to be able to search for that username. So, for some reason, in the non-advanced view, I'll show you.
Edit.
There's only one
find
box.
Button.
One box, and that is first and last name. That's it. So, you can either
edit.
Search for all of the Bobs in the world, or all the Bobs on this, on Skype, or you can click the advanced button.
Edit.
And
edit.
Search
edit.
For whatever else. Now, all of my fields are clear. So say I want, and it's best, really what you should do is just kind of put something in the field. You, at this point, put something in the field, use your JAWS cursor to find out what field it is. That's a major misgiving of this program. But again, if you have JAWS or WindowEyes, you should be able to fix it somehow.
Edit. Combo box, 0 item.
Alright, this is the first box you come to. The first two boxes are username and full name. After that is the male or female link. So, for instance, I want to search for all of the, say, females I'm going to search for female, because...
Female, female.
Why not? Eki.
Combo box, 0 items.
And I believe this is country, or language, something, I don't know. We just kind
Afghanistan,
of...
Afghanistan.
It's country. So I'm going to search for all the females in the
Uganda,
United
Ukraine,
States.
United States. Edit.
And I'm not sure what that box is. I think that may be...
Edit.
City, state,
edit.
Something.
Edit, combo box, 0 items.
Not really necessary. And this is a language box. I'm going to go down
Abkhazian,
here.
Abkhazian.
Whatever that language is.
English.
English. So
edit.
We're going to search for all the people, all the females on Skype that are speaking English and who live in the U.S.
Edit. Edit. Edit.
A whole bunch of, like, you can search on their homepage. You can do a whole bunch
find
of
button.
Crap. So I'm going to click the find button.
Skype trademark data.
Now, okay, it's done.
Find button.
Right to the left of the Find button, when you do Shift-Tab, you get to the list box, which isn't actually identified as a list box. But you can use your Read Current Line hotkey.
Username, full name, Amadita Maria Brown, United States English, Virginia.
And scroll down.
Amanda Lee, United States English. Amanda Lee, United.
Amanda Lee.
Amanda Lee, A-R-I. Boxer, simply United.
And Reese, keep Stewart. Going
Brown
and going and going.
84.
So, that... is the find, and you can, it's very powerful, you can change different things. So that's a random search. What we're going to do is we're going to search for a username. So I'm going to go and find that clear button.
Find button. Clear button.
On these people, when you find them, if you, for instance, want to talk to a random person, it lists everybody that's on, whether or not they can be contacted or not. So you just kind of hit and miss. It took us like 20 minutes to find a guy to talk to yesterday. But you just right-click on the name and do call, which we'll show you right
edit.
Now, actually.
Let's advance.
I'm going to search for Chris N. Chris N is a good friend of mine. C-H-R-I-S-N. And do a find.
Let's advance button.
And a Shift-Tab to the
button.
Find button.
Find button. Skype trademark.
And it is searching. Now, to get to that find list, it's my crackly microphone. You can Shift-Tab. And find him.
Chris Nix, Christopher Paul Nix English.
Yep.
Chris Nix, Christopher.
Apparently.
Chris N, United States English, Fayetteville.
There's several Chris N's. And here is the Chris N we want. He's in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is where I am. We're going
to
give him a call.
Root house to PC.
So I'm going to do right-click.
Right mouse button, context, piece, add to friends, unavailable.
Add to friends, he's already on my friends
view
list.
User profile.
View user profile.
Call.
And call. Now. Before we get connected, I wanted to tell you what the advantages of this are and why you'd want to use this over any other thing. There's very low delay. We tested it out, and I called him on my cell phone, and he talked on this, and it's exactly the same delay as a cell phone. So you won't even know you're on an internet phone. It says that you should use it with a broadband connection. And it also says you should use it with Windows XP. But it works with a modem connection most of the time. A little bit more of a delay. And if you're connected at like 53 kilobits per second. And it also theoretically works with Windows 98. And I'm not sure why that is, but we talked to a guy yesterday who said it works with Windows 98. So I'm on the call button, so we're going to press enter, and it is going to try... to call Chris.
Leaving menus.
And it will ring, theoretically. There it goes. Just like calling on a phone. And we're going to wait till he answers.
Hello?
Chris, this is Noel Romy from Main Menu.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We just clicked... We just found your name on the Find a Friend page, and we just right-clicked you and did the call button.
Great.
And so apparently it is working correctly. I just have a microphone connected to my sound board, and Chris has a microphone connected to his sound card.
Connected to the sound card? Just have that and speakers and... it seems to work well. How's the sound quality?
All right, it sounds good through the headphones. I think that Skype has a way or has an algorithm in it so that if you were to turn up your speakers, it cuts out the echo.
Ah.
So that's a positive thing.
Definitely.
So I noticed in doing the review that it was a little bit difficult to use and hard to find the edit boxes and different names for the different controls. Is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah, actually, I noticed it's very easy to find the edit boxes, specifically in the Find a Friend dialog. I don't know if you've run through that.
Yeah, I went through that.
And did you run through the
edit profile?
The edit profile dialog as well. Yes. While it's very easy to find the edit boxes and combo boxes, it's not quite so easy to actually tell what they are because the JAWS doesn't read the labels. So I've created some scripts which the first time that you enter one of those dialogues after you've run the program, it will run through and figure out what each edit control or combo box is, and then you can just tab through normally and they will read properly.
Okay, so what is that in simple terms for users, because a lot of them don't really know how JAWS works. What does that do for us?
This means that basically you can download these scripts and install them as you would install any other scripts, just copying them into your JAWS directory. If you're running the public beta of JAWS, you'll need to go into the program, use insert 0 to go into the script editor, Control S to save and compile the scripts, and then Alt F4 to exit the script editor. That's only necessary if you're running the public beta. So what that means to those using the scripts is that all of the edit boxes, combo boxes, list boxes, whatnot within those dialogues will just announce themselves as you tab through, just like any normal application.
So actually, when I'm tabbing through the different edit boxes, I can tell that I'm on the full name field or the
yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
It makes it much, much easier to update your profile or to search for other friends that you like to add.
Well, that's interesting. Have you done anything with the friends tab, the start tab, that kind of thing, the list boxes and the different things?
Yes, actually. The list box in the Find a Friend dialog works as an actual list box, and so does the list box on the friends tab of the main page.
And it actually tells you that you're in a list box.
Yes, it does.
That is pretty cool.
Those are just reclassed as list boxes.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. Where can people get these scripts?
You can go to my homepage and get them off of that. It's at www.panix.com/CCN.
Cool.
And there's a link off of that page for scripts for the Skype internet telephony program.
Cool. And can they also get your other scripts that you've written there?
Yes. I have taken some existing scripts for the DC++ Direct Connect client, and I've modified those a bit and made a couple of enhancements. Those are the only two scripts that are actually current and being updated. There are some really, really old ones for Yahoo Messenger, which people continually seem to be downloading. And I honestly don't use Yahoo Messenger anymore, so I don't know if they work or not. But if you want to try them, they're there.
Well, very cool. I've been really, really laid back in this review, making comments about it was really funny. I said something, and I'm sure everybody will find this interesting, that when you start out Skype, you have no friends. So we decided that, you know, that we would start out with adding you. So we did that.
Okay.
So
I can get more friends, or?
Yeah. I gave your username. Yeah.
Okay.
We searched for you.
Excellent.
There's another Chris N too. There's like if you search for Chris N, it finds Chris Nix from New York.
Well, I'm Chris N from Arkansas.
Yeah. So you got to find Fayetteville Chris.
That'd be useful.
I don't know.
Otherwise, you can add even more friends or would be friends.
Look for them, randomly. That's kind of what it's there for. Now, you and Jay have created a web bulletin board, as it may, and I just wondered if you could just give us a little brief overview on how Skype interfaces with your little system you have going.
Sure. It was created by Jay Meadow, and I've done some work on it as well. It's called Zone BBS at www.zonebbs.com. It's basically kind of a web-based bulletin board system. It has kind of a text instant messaging feature. It has games, bulletin boards, file areas, quizzes, all sorts of things. And recently added support for Skype. So what you can do is you can go onto this board. It's all free and quite accessible. And you can edit a profile, which is where you supply information for other users to see. And in that, you can supply the username that you've chosen to use with Skype. Then there's a section of the bulletin board called User-to-User Voice Chat, and other people can go to that section, and they can see other people who have Skype usernames, and they can just click on your username and connect and talk with you immediately.
Yeah, it's quite cool because
kind of community building.
Yeah, I've got my username in on the Zone.
Mine's there as well.
Yeah, and Chris's is there too. And you can just go through and it says, these people on the Zone have Skype usernames, you know. We're not going to guarantee that they're online, but click anyway. And it uses the call:// URL and allows you to call a person.
Yeah, it has on there, if you go to the voice chat section and you have not supplied a Skype username, it also has instructions in more of a text form as to how to download, install, and begin using the program.
Yeah, and we might put a link to this review as well when it becomes available.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Chris, that's about all I have at this point. I'm just going to kind of wrap up the review.
Excellent.
Give us a slight review of that thing.
Well, I mean, from my end, the voice quality is excellent. The delay is pretty much non-existent. I'm using just a microphone and some speakers, and I'm sitting right in front of the speakers, and I'm guessing you haven't been able to hear a lot of echoes. So
no, I haven't heard any echoes.
From my perspective, Skype is excellent, so go get it, download it, talk to all your friends.
Check it out, yeah. Save your long distance if you have to pay for long distance. These days, there's a lot of flat rate things out there. But besides the little edit box issue and other things, then seems to work okay.
So, great.
I'm going to hang up from you. Tell them how. Actually, to hang up on somebody is real easy. Really easy. You just press the escape button.
That's been nice talking with you.
And so we're going to press the escape button. See you, Chris. Have a good day.
See you. Yeah, have a good day.
All right, thanks for being on Main Menu.
Sure thing.
So I just pressed escape, and he's gone
that's
out of there. And I don't know why he keeps doing that. So that's about all I have for Skype and the program as it stands. Remember, you can pick up Chris's scripts at www.panix.com/CCN. And you can go and look at his page and click on the scripts link and then go from there to find the Skype script. Out of the box, so it works fine. If you have more than one person on your list, you just find them on your friends list and call them. Now, one thing I didn't do was sending messages, but that's real easy. When you are on your friends list, which I'll go or try to,
Chris N.
Okay. So we're on our friends tab and we see Chris N. We can right click on him. You can either do this in the Find Friends list or in the phone. You can either do this on the Find Friends list or you can do it in the Friends Manager right here. You can right-click
on
it.
PC. Right mouse button. Context menu. Call this PC cursor.
Call this user.
Call log. Ask authorization unavailable. Remove from friends. Rename... View profile.
All right.
Send a message.
A lot of things. And you can do send a message, and that's just like a text message. It pops up on your screen. So if you haven't added this person, if it's just a random person, you have to ask for authorization to be added to your friends list. And when that's done, they get added. It's just like MSN. So I hope this has helped you. Check out www.skype.com, skype.com, and also check out www.zonebbs.com for connecting with a community of people that also use Skype. This is Noel Romy. I hope you've found this review helpful. If you have any questions about it, you can always write me, ner@uark.edu. Thank you, and have a great day.
That's all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, you can visit us on the web at www.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.